being sober is great. You can drive and everything, hands-free of course. And it's the crazy time between Christmas and New Year where, I don't know, maybe some people don't know how to slow down when it comes to the debauched food and drinking. I think I had a glass of wine yesterday and didn't even really fancy that. I'd been overdoing it so much. And ignore that, that's two bottles of Prosecco on the passenger seat. Closed, not for me. They are a delivery I'm just doing. Just heard a friend didn't have a particularly great Christmas, so they're redoing Christmas Day. Now they're back at home. As we have a glut of bubbly of different varieties, from the Proseccos to the champagnes, thanks to a booze cruise which was done, thought we'd drop around a couple of bottles to maybe make their Christmas go a little bit better, or implode. You never know which way it's going to go when you've got too much booze. But yeah, all this talk of detoxing and all the rest of it, it's interesting for me, who had someone, I think I had found a balance when it came to the actual exercise versus consumption, and eating and drinking pretty much what I want, but providing I exercised a certain amount every day, I would not put any more weight on, and in fact very slowly would lose it if I just moderated my eating a little bit. And I've put on 3.5 pounds in less than a week. It's easy, isn't it? It's easy when you've got that massive plate of leftovers in the fridge that kind of goes, hello, every time you walk past it, and you just got to reach in and grab something. Cheese as well. Cheese is a serious soft spot for me. I mean, really not easy to refuse when it's on a big plate and there's knives there for the slicing and quaffing with the occasional glass of wine. As certain guests left today and other guests are arriving, a friend of mine, Kevin, and his family, who normally live in Sweden, they are arriving at ours today and staying over, and I haven't seen him for ages and ages, and I'm looking forward to it. He plays guitar really well, so I've just gone and borrowed a guitar because mine's left-handed and probably needs a string or two. And it's going to be a night, probably a late one, with some music and harmonica, if you call that music as well, and I'll crack out some vinyl that I know he appreciates, and I'll probably get told off for being too loud at midnight because there will be 4 kids asleep in the house instead of the normal 2. But this is the time where we make the time to do this stuff, and it's a shame. It's a shame. Don't do this other times of the year. But if we didn't have Christmas for these collective gatherings of random folk that you really should keep in touch with all through the year, then when would we do it? I've been asked more than once, New Year's resolutions, and I haven't got any. I tried it in 2013 and I wrote a list on my blog of kind of resolutions, and I'm now thinking maybe I'll just keep doing what I'm doing, make sure I exercise every day. I'm probably going to add the, I'm going to write something every day, write something with the intention of building up a large collection of writings, rather than just what I'm doing now. I am writing every day, but I'm writing in my journal. So maybe I'll write up some old journals. If I can do that every day and have no days off from that, like I did with my running, I would have a big load of text behind me in the not too distant future. So that's something good. And I'll read. Guaranteed to read something that's not on the internet, it's bound to be on the internet somewhere, but you know what I mean, not through my phone screen, a physical book or an ebook on my Kindle. So if I can make a habit of doing that absolutely every day instead of just these kind of weird special occasions I pluck out of the air, then even better. Right, I have arrived at my destination. I hope you're having the great, enjoying the great Christmas limbo. And I'm going to head back after I've dropped these bottles off home to tidy madly and create a couple of spaces where guests can sleep on the floor. Limited space at the moment. Enjoy.